With me is Phil Bates from the Institution of Occupational Safety and Health. Phil, tell me about the latest statistics from the HSE.
Well, it's really good to see a downturn in the number of fatalities and major injuries. There was a 13% drop in fatalities and an 11% drop in major injuries. But we must not get complacent, because this could actually just be a reflection of the current economic situation. The construction industry, which is one of the most hazardous industries in the UK, actually has got a downturn, and it's the activity in that industry is 16% lower now in the second quarter of 2013 than it was in 2008. So this downturn could just be a reflection of that. But notwithstanding, it's actually really good to see this sort of downturn, and even the developing countries, India, Russia, China, are looking to the UK to see how our performance in health and safety is so good, because these countries actually realise that having such good health and safety performance is actually an economic benefit, because it costs less to society and production by reducing the numbers of fatalities and injuries. So it's probably a good sign for the UK that these countries are looking to the UK for how they can improve their systems. And the other figure that the HSE have come out with, that the cost to the UK economy of all these injuries and fatalities is 13.8 billion, we think is quite an underestimate, because they failed to include in there the actual cost of the 12,000 deaths a year caused by occupational exposures from people's previous work activities, and the fact that there's 14,000 new cancer registrations due to previous occupational exposures. So there's a huge cost of those treatments to the UK economy. So IOSH would estimate that the HSE figures are an underestimation, and the true figure is probably something like £27 billion instead of £13.8 billion.
Phil Bates from IOSH, thanks very much indeed.